So the first misconception in halacha is from Kiddush Levana. We know that a week from last night, we're going to say Kiddush Levana again. So let's get it right before the next time that we say Kiddush Levana. Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim Siman Tav Chavav Seif Beis tells us V'yomer lechaveiro gimel pa'amim shalom alecha, that many people, we know that many people have the misconception that you say shalom aleichem to three different people. The truth is that the Ramah, this really isn't the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the Ramah. The Ramah says that that we say shalom aleichem, or really shalom alecha, three times to one person. What is the whole thing of shalom aleichem based on? So the Gemara in Chulin tells us on Daf Samach Amud Aleph that we know this from Rashi and Parshas Bereishis. The Rashi tells us that the sun and the moon were both made the same size, and the moon wanted to be bigger. So in order to make sure that that there's no angst, in order to make sure that people don't bear a grudge on other people, so. So we say Shalom Aleichem, we say Shalom Alecha to make sure that everybody's in good spirits. The second reason that we say Shalom Aleichem is because we had just said, the Pasuk in Parshas B'Shalach, right? Tipol Aleihem Emasav Afachad, Bigdol Zeracha Yimucha Oven. Then we say it backwards in Shalom Aleichem, in the Kiddush Levana. We say it backwards. We want to make sure that right after we say Tipol Aleihem Emasav Afachad, of course we're talking about our enemies, we're talking about the Mitzrim, that fear should befall them. So we wanted to make sure that, again, everybody's in good spirits, that that we wish shalom on our brethren, especially in our, even though we're wishing fear on our enemies. That's the first of the misconceptions. So again, you say shalom aleichem three times to one person, as opposed to shalom alecha or shalom aleichem one time to three different people, right? V'yomer lechaveiro in singular. The second of the misconceptions is the sharatzin. Of course, by the way, when you do this Kiddush Levana, so now you need a partner. You need someone who also knows this Ramah, and therefore you guys can just have a party together. The second of the Mar Makomos is the sharatzin, also written by the Mishnah Berurah, also written by the Chafetz Chaim, Simen Tav Kuf Lamed, which is Hilchos Chol HaMoed, the very beginning of Hilchos Chol HaMoed, the first page of Mishnah Berurah Chelek Vav. If you look at the bottom, the sharatzin's notes, Sivkat and Dalid. He quotes from the Magen Avraham. This is in the context of certain clothes you're supposed to wear on Chol HaMoed. It's really a misconception in both areas. A misconception that people dress down too much and people dress up too much. The dress down, I think, we're a little more familiar with. The people would wear regular weekday clothing on Chol HaMoed. So the Sharatzion says that you're supposed to definitely wear more bekavadik, more appropriate clothing, where it's geared towards a yontif rather than geared towards a weekday. The regular clothing that we normally wear on a weekday, so you're not supposed to wear. You're supposed to wear a level up. And the truth is, I think this is quoted in the name of the Chayyadam, that there are four levels of clothing that we have during the year. There's yontif, Shabbos, red letter days like Rosh Chodesh, Chol HaMoed, and then regular weekday. So you should definitely wear better than regular weekday, but you don't need to wear a suit and tie. So those people who normally wear, white shirts and black pants, so they usually wear a suit and tie on Chol HaMoed. That's also not halachically correct. Where does this come from? So this comes from two Rambams in Hilchos Yontif. The second line on the Mar Makomos, the Rambam Perek Zayin Hilchos Yontif, Hevi Gamkein the Chol HaMoed Nikra Mikra Kodesh V'Yaval Pichein the Perek Vav Hilchos Yontif, which is the real Rambam I wanted to focus on. Shehetik Sham B'Din Tezayin. The Rambam in Hilchos Yontif, Perek Vav, Halacha Tazayin, Chiv Kavod Va'oneg Mitam Mikra Kodesh, Lo Ha'atiku, Rak Le'inyon Yontif, Lo Le'inyon Chol HaMoed. The main phrase here is on the fourth line. Lo Ha'atiku, Rak Le'inyon Yontif, Lo Le'inyon Chol HaMoed. We have the idea of Mikra Kodesh. It's mentioned in Chumash a couple of times. So Mikra Kodesh, the Rambam says in one place that maybe Yontif and Chol HaMoed are equated with regard to the idea of Mikra Kodesh. But then he backs out. He backs out actually in an earlier Perek. He backs out Perek Vav and Hilchos Yontif, where he says that no, Chol HaMoed and Yontif are a little bit different. But for sure, everybody agrees that Chol HaMoed is on a higher level than regular weekdays. So you should not be wearing the same clothes that you wear on a weekday. When it comes to Chol HaMoed. On Chol HaMoed, you have to wear a step up. Many people are not makbid on this, and we have to be careful. By the same token, you don't need to wear a suit. You don't need to wear a suit and tie on Chol HaMoed, even if you normally wear a white shirt during the week. You want to wear a step up? Okay, so maybe that's a tie, maybe that's something special. But you don't need to put on a whole big day Shabbos, because it's not, and big day Yom Tov, because it's not Mikra Kodesh. The third Mar Makom is the Mishnah Brura, which is based on, of course, in all of our Shiurim that we have learned together. So we always talk about, you know, Mekoros having a foundation, the fundamental Mekoros. We don't start with the Mishnah Brura. The Mishnah Brura is wonderful. We don't start with the Shulchan Aruch Mishnah Brura. We start with the Gemaras. We start from Pesukim and Chumash. That's always the way we learn. This is based on the Gemara in Arvei Pesachim and Yana Diyoma. But the truth is that this isn't really in Yana Diyoma, because Arvei Pesachim, the 10th parak of Pesachim, really deals with topics of both Kiddush, Havdalah, as well as Hilchos Pesach. So passages from the Haggadah and in Yoni Pesach. So this is in Yoni Kiddush, where the Mishnah Brura, Simon Reish Ayin Aleph, Chela Gimel of the Mishnah Brura, Hilchos Shabbos, the Bechia Gavna Mikri Tfei Kiddush B'makom Suda, Kivan Sheyoshev B'makom Se'udaso. The misconception is that people think that when you say Kiddush, when you drink Kiddush, so you could be standing. When you say the text of Kiddush, you can be standing. There are different minhagim about this. But when you drink, this Mar Malkum teaches you, and the misconception teaches you, that when you drink, Allah Alamaisa, when you drink, you have to be seated. You have to be sitting down when you actually drink the wine or the grape juice. You cannot be standing. You could be standing for Vayichuluari, and you can be standing for Vishamru technically, but when you sit, when you say Brei Priyagafen, you have to be seated. Why? So this is based on Kiddush Makom Suda, that it Tvei Kiddush, right? Mikri Tvei Kiddush Makom Suda v'chiyai Gavna, Mikri Tvei Kiddush Makom Suda, Kevin Sheyoshev Makom Suda, so be'eis HaKiddush, v'chein Hiskim b'bir Agro. U'mitam Acher, Kevin She'echad Poter Chavera be'inyon Kviyas, She'yikbu U'yachad u'v'yeshiva Mikri Kriyas, v'chanal v'simen Kuf Samech Zayin. The idea of Kiddush Makom Suda, it's called more Kiddush Makom Suda, and in general, it's called more of a kviyas. You have to be seated when you drink the actual Kiddush wine or grape juice. The fourth Mar Makom is really involves four or five sugyas within these three lines, and that is the Gemara in we're familiar with the principle of Tadir v'she'eino Tadir. Tadir Kodem. This is based on the opening Mishnah in Perak Kol HaTadir Masechet Zvachim Daf Peites Amud Aleph. Kol HaTadir Mechaveru Kodem Es Chaveru. Anything that comes more often. Takes precedence. Hatmidin kodem musafin, musay shavus kodmin, lamusay rosh chodesh, so on and so forth. This involves how many sugyas? We said four. Where does this come up? So the truth is, this isn't really a misconception, but it's something that's that people might not know about, that this really relates to Tadir V'Sheino Tadir, Tadir Kodem. And that comes up with both Ner Shabbos and Ner Chanukah, which one you light first, Ner Havdalah or Havdalah or Ner Chanukah, that's a Motzei Shabbos Chanukah, that people are very familiar with. But the second thing that people are not, and the truth is that the Ramah says there, Nuchos Chanukah, the Ovid Kemar Ovid or the Ovid Kemar Ovid. You can really do, when you get home, Motzei Shabbos Chanukah, you can really do either one first. You're fine either way, but you should just know that those people who hold that you do Havdalah first, it's because of Tadir V'Sheino Tadir, Tadir Kodem. Those people who hold that you do Chanukah first, it's quoted in the Bir Agra. The Bir Agra quotes at the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Chanukah, and those who have ever learned the Agra stylistically, he writes very shorthand. He's a genius. So he writes shorthand and he says, you know, see what I wrote in another simon. So here when he says it, he says that you should do, the Ramah quotes him, Mr. Brewer quotes him, you should do Chanukah first when you get home, because it's what's called La'afuke Yoma, that you're pushing Shabbos later. You want to push Shabbos later. You want to keep observing Shabbos. Of course, those people who hold that you're gonna do Havdalah first say that it's a joke, because you've already how did you get home? You drove home, just like every other Motzei Shabbos. And in Shul, maybe they do, you know, Ner Chanukah first because of Pirsumei Nisa on Motzei Shabbos, yeah, for sure. But the truth is that those are two svaras to go lekan ulekan, meaning those people who make Havdalah first, so they're holding Tadir V'Sheino Tadir, Tadir Kodem, they hold of Tadir, based on the Gemara in Zvachim. This is not just a Mishnah Brura, this is not just a Ramah, it's based on Mishnayos and Gemaras. And those people who hold that you do Chanukah first, it's La'afuke Yoma, to make the day go later. The interesting thing is that the Gra is quoted in Hilchos Pesach. This is the other Gra, Simen Tav Peites, which is also based on the fourth of our Mar Makomos, the Mishnah Zvachim and Perakol HaTadir, and that is when you have a clash between counting Sfira somewhere, we're gonna have this in a couple of weeks, and Achron Shel Pesach. The truth is that many people have this by Shvi Shel Pesach, Meikaliyah. But you You have this also when you have Havdalah, whatever day you have it, on Motzei Shvi'i Shel Pesach, or Motzei Shmini Shel Pesach, Motzei Achron Shel Pesach, when you have the clash between Sfira and Havdalah. So what do you do? So the Gra says that, again, La'afuke Yoma, you count Sfira first. Tadir V'sheno Tadir Kodem. So again, this is La'afuke Yoma overrides Tadir V'sheno Tadir Kodem. And you would count Sfira before you say Havdalah. That's the way that we do it in Shul. The same way that when you have Motzei Shabbos Hanukkah, you do Ner Chanukah before you do Havdalah, because those independent principles by Chanukah of Pirsumei Nisa, as well as by Achron Shel Pesach of again counting in Shul together, and the rabbi gets up and he does Sfira first, so that takes precedence over Tadir. Where else do we have Tadir Shena Tadir Kodem? So the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah tells us that. When you have a bris milah in Shul on Rosh Hashanah, so the order is that you read Kriyas HaTorah, then you do the milah, and then you blow shofar. Why? So the Shulchan Aruch there over the Mefarshim point out what the Shulchan Aruch is alluding to is Tadir Sheno Tadir Kodem. What's interesting is, and that makes sense. That's fine. What's interesting is that we're going to have this in another week when we have the Megillos that we read in Shul, namely Shir HaShirim and Koheles. We're going to have Shir HaShirim in a couple of weeks, and what you do is you read Shir HaShirim before you read the Torah, before you take out the Torah, before you read the Psukim Re'eh Atah, right? Omer Elai Hala Salam Azet from the middle of Parshas Kisisa. You read on Shabbos Chol Hamoed. So you have Shir HaShirim before you read Shir HaShirim before Kriyas HaTorah. How could you do that, Saja? You have Tadir V'sheno Tadir Kodem. You should be reading Torah. You should be reading the Torah. You should have Kriyas HaTorah before you read any of the Chamesh Megillos. Over here, Shir HaShirim. So what's the answer to that? So the truth is, the Achronim point out that it's just interesting to know that if anybody asks you if anybody asks you wherever you are for Pesach, why we didn't do Kriyas HaTorah before we read Shir HaShirim, it's a great question. And the answer is, it's a klal in Tadir. It's a principle, it's a concept within the klal of Tadir V'sheno Tadir Kodem. Get this, Tadir V'sheno Tadir Kodem only applies, and you only do the thing that's called a Tadir when the two things that are clashing with one another are on equal level chiyuv. But here, Shir HaShirim and Koheles, here Kriyas HaMegillah, Kriyas HaMegillos in general, not Esther, but the other ones, Esther's on a higher level than the other ones. Shir HaShirim and Koheles are only a minhag. And Kriyas HaTorah is the Rabbanan. We assume that Kriyas HaTorah is the Rabbanan, except for the Russian Masachas Brachos in the 7th parak, which tells us that Kriyas HaTorah, Parshas Zachar is Do'oraisa, and Parshas Parah is Machlokas Rishonim. But all the other Kriyas HaTorahs during the year are the Rabbanans. But when it comes to the Megillos, again, except for Esther, which is at night of the Rabbanan, and during the day, Divrei Kabbalah, so which means that it's from the Vimik Suvim, so we're told that Tadir only applies when you have a Drabbanan and a Drabbanan. You have a Doraisa or a and a Doraisa. You have two things on equal level Chiyah. But over here, when you have a Minhag, and you have, which is Shir HaShirim and Koheles, and you have a Drabbanan of Kriyas HaTorah, so you do Shir HaShirim and Koheles before the Kriyas HaTorahs of Shabbos Chol Hamoed or Shmini Atzeres. Good. The next Maramakom is the Maramakom about eating and emailing, really, but eating before davening. So here the Gemara in Brachos, Daf Yud Amud Beis, we're going to be learning this Gemara in Kaitzman, Haba Aleinu Latova, for Amar Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, Mishim, Rabbi Lezer, Ben Yaakov, Mai Dichsiv, Lo Sochlu Al Adam, Lo Sochlu Kodem Shetispalu Al Dimchem. You are not allowed to eat before you daven for your own blood. That's what the Pasuk in the Chumash tells us, Lo Sochlu Al Adam. And this is, this goes beyond not to eat before you daven, or even not to do your own personal preferences. Or I once gave a shiur in a Kaitzman when we had Latrun a few years ago, eating and emailing before davening. Why did I throw in emailing? Because it's you're not supposed to really be taking care of. Again, if you need to, or now that we have email, you know, on our phone, people just turn on the phone, you're able to see your email. Okay, but you're not supposed to just sit down, you know, make a kriyas. That's it's not only eating, but it's also doing your own personal tzrachim. The truth is that this Mar Malkum was brought just to teach a din that many people, we spoke about a couple of weeks ago, for those who were together for discussing Kriyas Megillah and the halachos of how early you can lay in the Megillah. So we paskin, again, b'di eved you can lay in bein hashmashos, but l'charchila, we hold that you're not supposed to lay in bein hashmashos, we hold that you're supposed to lay in batzeis hakochavim. And the truth is that people ask, again, those people who have Kriyas Megillah in Yodalit cities, so many times they're going to go from Tanis Esther into, they're going to go from the fast into Kriyas Megillah, so they're going to get a little hungry. For sick people, so for older people, what do you do? So we said that Ben Ashmashos is really B'di Eved. Plaga Mincha, definitely not. But Ben Ashmashos is B'di Eved. But Ben Ashmashos is B'di Eved. But L'chadchila, you should wait for Tzeis. Again, people who want to eat before Kriyas Megillah, they're like, what? How can you ever eat before Kriyas Megillah? It's like crazy. People are thinking that way because it's a once a year mitzvah, and it's an amazing mitzvah. It's my personal favorite. But the truth is, get this: that eating before any random night, any Monday night in December, before Maariv, again, once the Zman Tefillah sets in, that's when the Chiyuv begins. So that's when it's going to be a problem. Eating before Maariv on a regular Monday night because Kriyas Shema is Deoraisa is far worse than eating before, or is worse than eating before Kriyas Megillah Purim night, because eating before Kriyas Megillah Purim night, Kriyas Megillah is only Drabanan, and eating before Maariv, you're playing with the Doraisa of Kriyas Shema. So that's the misconception. Again, and that Chiyuv sets in, that Isser sets in, of eating before Davening, once the Chiyuv of, whether it's Shachris, Mincha, or Maariv, sets in. The next of the Ma'amar Komos is the Mishnah Brura. Which one is this? The Atam Dikmo De'in Manichim Tfilin B'yantif Mishum Shiyantif Ba'atzmo Oz. Kmo Ken Yesh Lenog B'Rosh Chodesh Al Kolpanim B'Shas Musav Shemaskirim Musvi Ayom The Oz Zechira Gam Ken Hu Ke'in Oz. The idea is that this really refers to two things. One is, in this Ma'amar Komos, there are two things. One is that for those people who wear, how many people in the crowd here wear Tfilin Al Chalamoid? Okay, so Tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Keep it here. Tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Tefillin on Chol HaMoed. So for those people who wear Tefillin on Chol HaMoed, get this, you take off your Tefillin on Chol HaMoed usually during Chazaras HaShatz. Except, and we're coming up on this Yontif soon, except the first day of Chol HaMoed Pesach. Why? Because you read the Parsha of Kadesh. Kadesh Li Kol Bechor. Tetar Kol Rechem Bnei Yisrael. So at the end, what are the concluding psukim? The psukim about tefillin. Dafka, when we read tefillin, specifically when we read about tefillin, you keep it on for Kriyas HaTorah, and you take it off after Kriyas HaTorah. You keep it on through Hallel. What?
It's in there, right.
It's right, especially because it's in there, because it's in the Parshios, it's still an excellent Ari, because it's in an excellent Sami, because it's in the Parshios of tefillin, it's in the tefillin, so we keep it on Dafka for that day. But every other day, for those people who wear Tefillin on Chol HaMoed, you take it off during Chazaras HaShatz. This also is the idea, thank you, this also is in the idea, is the idea of Tefillin in general. You have Tefillin on Rosh Chodesh. So, Tefillin on Rosh Chodesh, right, Tefillin on Rosh Chodesh, we normally take off before Musaf. The truth is, that's not exactly correct. That's a little bit of a halachic misconception. Why do we take it off before Musaf? In deference only to those people who daven Nusach Sfarad and say, Keser Yitnu Lecha, right, Hashem Elokeinu. So, because it's not appropriate to wear, the Mishnah Berurah quotes this, in Ochos Rosh Chodesh, it's not appropriate to wear your Keter when you're talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Keter. The misconception is that the Gemara in Brachos, Abba Alein Letovan Kaitzman, and Avav Medalev tells us that what's written in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Tefillin? Ulesitcha El Yom B'chad Beisa, the Pasuk in Parshas Kisavo, there are other psukim there, Mika Amcha Yisrael, excellent. Excellent, Alex, excellent. Excellent. Excellent.
the idea that that it's inappropriate to wear your keter when you're talking about Kadosh Baruch Hu's, when you're talking about Hakadosh Baruch Hu's keter. But the Gemara in Brachos and Avav Med Aleph tells us that what's written in Hakadosh Baruch Hu's tefillin, what's written in Hakadosh Baruch Hu's tefillin, the truth is that Hakadosh Baruch Hu's tefillin and our tefillin are really hainu hach. They're really the same thing. It's just that maybe there are different parshiot in Hakadosh Baruch Hu's tefillin, but our tefillin and Hakadosh Baruch Hu's tefillin are the same thing. Meaning our tefillin are also called Hakadosh Baruch Hu's crown. Maybe not the other way around, but our tefillin are called Hakadosh Baruch Hu's crown. We're wearing the keter of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So it's just as appropriate to wear your tefillin through Musaf. That is why many posts can point out, this is the misconception, that's why many posts can point out that to a lesser degree, if you don't have time to take them off and wrap them properly, they shouldn't just be loose hanging around during your Silent Shmoneh Esrei. You should make sure to wrap them. If you think that you're going to miss your own tefillah b'tzibur, you're going to miss Shmoneh Esrei with a minyan, even the Silent Shmoneh Esrei. So you should either keep them on or start wrapping them before the chazan does. Make sure, if you're a slow rapper, make sure that you get a head start. For those who are, this is also why the post can point out that for those people who end up, for whatever reason, good or bad, end up davening, all good reasons, end up davening b'yechidus on Rosh Chodesh, they should keep the tefillin on for Musaf. You're not in a minyan, you're not in a race, you should keep the tefillin on for Musaf, because again, your keter is also HaKadosh Baruch Hu's keter. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's keter is also your keter. They have different parshios that are written there. Great, very nice. But you should make sure that you keep them on. There's really no good reason. There might be another reason, but that reason is not a good reason. The keter reason is not a good reason. Definitely for Ashkenazim, it's not such a good reason. For Sfardim, great. But even so, even according to the Sfardim, the Gemara in Brachos on the Vav Med Aleph proves that a little bit slightly wrong. The next Maramakom is the Maramakom also about tefillin, perfect segue, where the Shach and Yoredeya, Simon Reis Samachay, this is the Hilchos Mila, Reis Samachay and Yoredeya, it's the Reis Samachs and Yoredeya. So Kosov, the Agos Minhagim Shemolim, Kodem Alinu Lushabeach, Vachena Minog, that we do again, we do Bris Mila before Alinu Lushabeach. There's another Alinu that they say afterwards. This is a misconception. A lot of people incorrectly take their tefillin off before the Bris Mila. You'll get to the bagels and lox. You will get there. Don't worry. You'll get there. And the truth is that my Bris, way back when, was on a Sunday morning in the Bronx, in New York, in Rybulka Zatzal Shul. So it was a winter Bris. My birthday's in November. It was a winter Bris. And I didn't say then, but I could probably say now, I'm sure we went from the foreskin to the pigskin, because it was football Sunday. So amazing. You will get to the bagels and lox. Relax. You'll get to the Tropicana. You'll get to the beautiful, Mitzvah of Eretz Yisrael, to the wonderful, delicious Mitzvah of Eretz. You'll get there. Someone will put aside a bagel and the lox and the tuna and all the spreads, a whole chad gadja. But you have to make sure that it's appropriate to keep on your tefillin. Why? Because Bris Mila is called an os. Mila is called an os. So it's inappropriate to take off your tefillin when you had them on. Dafka, when the Bris Mila comes and you still have an Aleinu Shabeach after, it's not appropriate to take off your tefillin. It's not appropriate to take off your tefillin for the Mila just because davening is in effect over. I gave this halacha over. Hold on a second. We're going to take questions in a second. I gave over this halacha in honor of my nephew's Bris, which was a few years ago. And then a couple of months later, we had Akiva Horn's Bris. So in the shul in Neve Daniel, guys were turning around to me. They're like, "Rav Dovi, Rav Dovi, see, I have my tefillin on. That's very nice. Let's make sure that not only a couple months later at a hakotel function that you have your tefillin on. Make sure that even when there's no one watching you, you're in chazre chadarim. You should be wearing your tefillin during a Bris Mila, during a Mila. Yes. What about Hesach Hadas?
During Mila, people are talking.
So don't be one of those people talking. Great. That's a great solution. It's a great solution. Don't be one of those people talking, Johnny. It's okay. Okay? Very good. The next Maramakom is Maramakom about Purim. Again, this is something that we've been through a couple of times, but it really...
It really is a segue to another halacha in Hilchos Purim, which I think people are not careful about. But let's just say the first thing that people aren't careful about also, but we have mentioned here ad nauseum, and that is the Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim based on the Gemara in Brachos, based on the Gemara in Megillah, in the first parak. Again, everything is a Gemara, everything is a Chazal, everything is a Pasuk and Chumash before it's the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah and the Shulchan Aruch are amazing. But everything, the fundamental Makoros. So Chayav Lishloach L'Chaveru Shnei Manos Basar O Shnei O Shel Minei Ochlim. You have to, right? Shenemar Mishloach Manos Yisrael, the Pasuk in Esther. So the Pasuk in the Megillah, you have to make sure people are not careful about this. You have to make sure to give, again, even if you're going to give one Mishloach Manos, even if you're going to give one Shalach Manos, to give a real one. To give meal food, right? Not to give... again, you can give the Reese's after. I love Reese's. Give the Reese's after, but make sure that you're giving, whether it's deli and a roll, a deli sandwich. You can give prepared foods. You can give prepared foods. You can give the shawarma. You can give anything else, but you have to give real food. You have to give real food to make sure that your yotze, your chiyuv mishloach manos. The other thing that I wanted to mention, which is not in the Marmakomos, is just something relating to Purim. As a Balkore, I will tell you. It is obnoxious. It's annoying. It also disrupts the Megillah. But how many times that when they clap for Haman, when they make noise for Haman, whether it's a cap gun, whether it's a grogger, and then the Balkore so nicely will repeat the word Haman because it's swallowed up. There is no chiv at all. Nowhere in Halacha does it say that you have to repeat Haman because of those obnoxious people who waved their grogger, who shook their grogger, who banged for Haman. So those people who miss it, based on the Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Lamed Ches, based on Shomea Ka'one, but Shomea Ka'one means that the people are listening. Again, the Balkore has the Chiyuv to be Motzi, everybody in the crowd. But you have to make sure that you listen to every word, whether you have a real Megillah, whether you have an art school Megillah, all wonderful things. But you're not supposed to... bang too loud. You're not supposed to bang past when the Gabbai says, okay, enough. And you're not supposed to bang that second time just because he's repeating the Haman. That's just, as one posse called it, that's just stam obnoxious. But the truth is that you're getting the Haman swallowed up where you can't read it. That's your fault. That's your fault. It's not an agenda that, that the Balkore here is saying, just because the Balkore is the one giving the shiur now, so the Balkore is the one, going out, going all out, saying to those people, no, it's not proper to bang either longer than the shul allows you or that second time when he repeats it just because he's repeating it just for you. Azach chutzpah. Okay, the next of the Maamar Makomos is Dagos Rabbi Akiva Eiger. It took me a little bit of a while to dig this up, but I understand that it's a sensitive issue in this yeshiva because one of our Rabbanim needs a refuah shlema, so they say harav. But the Dagos Rabbi Akiva Eiger and Arachaim Kasav Knesset Agadola b'shem Sefer Chasidim that she'ein lahazkir torim ela shem hachole. He does mention at the end v'af b'rabu v'aviv lo yomar ela avi ben ploni. Ela Avi Ploni Ben Ploni or Rabbi Ploni Ben Ploni, Vesulo. But the idea is that you don't say Harav, you don't give titles. If a person is a big Rav, you just say the name. You say Ploni Ben Ploni. You say Avram Ben Yitzchak. You say Yitzchak Ben Yaakov. You don't need to say Harav this. I understand here it's a sensitive issue, but, and the truth is that maybe they based it on, the next line in Agos Rabbi Akiva Eiger, but this is quoted in Orachayim in the Piskei Tshuvos, not to be confused with the Piskei Tshuva. There are a few hundred years between them. The Piskei Tshuva is one of the Nosei Kelim at the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch. The Piskei Tshuvos is Rabbi Rabinowitz, who's alive today. He's a contemporary posek. Those are the six volumes of the five volumes of the Piskei Tshuvos. Good. And the last of the Maamar Makomos is the Maamar Makom. This is a common misconception. Let's make it clear and let's say it on tape. And that is the Taz in Arachaim Simitofresh Chav Aleph Venira Lumo Midivre Ritz Geus the Cholakore Pasuk Yucholomar Hashem or Hashem Baadnus Kmosha Amru Betfila. Hamon Am Adoshem.
One thing just before we go to this Maramakom, one thing from the last Maramakom is the reason why you don't say Harav before you mention a Chola, even if the person is a rabbi, it's quoted over Likute Mahariach, She'en Gavhus Lefnei Amakom. There's no elevation in front of God, because we're praying to God, so you don't say Harav. That makes it seem like, you know, either we're only davening because he's a rabbi or because he has a certain title. The Gemara, hold on a second. The Gemara in Sota will take a question from you, Daniel, in a second. But the Gemara in Sota in the first parak on Daf Hey tells us that Talmud Chacham, or really anybody else, the Achronim say this by extension, Yeshlo Echad Bishmona Shebishminus of Gasus Haruach, that you're supposed to have a little bit of Gaiva. That's the fine line between, you know, pride and arrogance. But the idea that you're supposed to have a little bit of pride and a little bit of arrogance, but not too much. So to say Harav, it seems a little bit unbecoming when you're praying for the Refuah Shlema of a Chole, whoever it is. Yes?
So why, when you call someone to the Torah, do you say Harav?
Because that's Kriyas HaTorah, because that's Kavod HaTorah. Because, by definition, the reason why you're giving it to him is because of Kavod HaTorah, because you want everybody else to see Kavod HaTorah. The Refuah Shlema is just that you are davening, so he's like anybody else. He needs a big Refuah, and anybody else needs a Refuah Shlema. We're not mechalik between the two. We don't distinguish between the two. But Kavod HaTorah, we want to show people that he's a Rav. We want to show people that's someone who has spent many years and a lot of time learning Torah. Dafka, at a time of Kriyas HaTorah, we give him Kavod HaTorah. The last of the Marmakomos, we already read it, but this is learned from the Ritz Geis and from others. The Taz and Aruch Chaim quotes that the name of God, G-O-D, is not the real name of God. You can write, and I want to say this for all those doubters, you can write the name G-O-D, you can say it. It's not the real name of God. Right? You have to be careful by saying, you know, Hashem or Adoshem. That you're not supposed to say. But you are absolutely, positively, this is a sugya based on the Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara at the end of Brachos, which tells us, I think it's Daf Nun Beis or Daf Nun Dalid, which tells us that there's a sugya of Haskara Shem Shamayim Levatala, that you're not supposed to just, you know, say the name of God in vain. But the name of G-O-D is not the name of God. And one last just misconception before we finish, and that is that from our Makomos, when you have sukkim in Chumash, so that's really only when you need to, whether it's part of a pasuk in Chumash or a pasuk in Tanakh, if it's a pasuk somewhere, so you're supposed to put it in Shemos, you're supposed to put it in Gniza. But if it's technically, I know there are a lot of people who like to put it, myself included, we like to put, you know, Mar Makomos in Shemos when there are extras, but you don't really need to put, according to the letter of the law, Meikar Adin, you don't really need to put the Mar Makomos in Shemos, in Gniza, if it doesn't have a Pasuk in Chumash. Or if it doesn't have Shem Hashem. We run into a problem a little bit with the Niggin strips, with those white strips, where you have Psukim there. So technically, you might need to put those in Shemos. But if it has a Pasuk in Chumash, or if it has Shem Hashem, you should put it in Shemos. Okay, everybody have a great day and a great Bein Hazmanim.
Are you a time stamp? Does that mean a chemist or an hour? Or does that mean...